This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, also the Eagles. Your main thought, or what are your combination of thoughts as the Eagles embark on a offseason that has begun now? Like, it's on. I mean, parade on Friday, couple extra days of celebration. Guys, the combine is coming up, free agency's in like 2.5 weeks. So what's top of mind for you with the Eagles? They're losing coaches after coaches going in the Saints. Let's go to the phone. Let's talk to Rayvon right now in West Philadelphia. Good morning, Rayvon.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, Rayvon.
Doing good, buddy.
First thing I want to say, first of all, this is my first time ever calling.
Thank
ever.
You. That's a huge step. Well, we really appreciate that.
Welcome aboard.
I've been listening to you guys for 3 weeks straight, and I've been wanting to call. I'm like, I don't know. But what happened was, you know, talking to you guys, listening to your expertise on everything, and listening to people talk about the Super Bowl and their predictions. How coaching was going to be.
Well, just remember this, Rayvon. With me, it's expertise. Yeah, with John, it's opinions.
Yeah.
right.
Don't
right,
listen to most of what you hear from Joe.
I respect
just block
that.
It
I
out.
That. Yeah. So
in,
what happened
in one
was,
ear, out the other.
Go ahead, man.
My anxiety level was up because everybody was talking about how close it was going to be, how the refs was going to cheat the game and everything else. And I'm like, it made me scared. So, however... listening to you guys and your expertise and your opinions, my anxiety started to evolve into confidence.
Ooh.
And then it became arrogant.
And I in
days up into the Super Bowl, I was telling everybody the score was going to be 41-14. 41-14.
Wasn't that the score of the pickle juice game? I think it was, actually.
Yes, it was the score of the pickle juice game.
So then I said to myself, it's going to be 41-14, and then we did it. We did what we did. We did what we had to do. The refs tried to cheat in the beginning, you know, which made everybody like a little nervous. But I said, we'll be okay. And Saquon was on the sideline telling everybody, look, we're going to stay afloat. We good. We're not going to worry about it. And that was great. So, now, here's my next prediction. Eagles are going to go back. We're going to beat the Bills 38-17. I want you guys to write this down.
Jeez.
We're going to challenge
Rayvon, West Philly, February 19th, 2025. 38-17.
You got the score already, and that's the Super Bowl 2026.
You
all right,
got it.
Rayvon, it is written down. All right, Rayvon, you can win the Dave Matthews tickets. Give me a great outfit in a movie or a show.
I got you. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
This guy's son played for the Raiders. Right? This guy's name is Antonio Fargas. And in his movie called I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, you guys gotta Google it.
Yeah.
And I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, he had a pimp outfit on in which he had goldfish in his shoes. Live.
All right, my man. We got it. Right, Ravon, good call, bud. Call again when you can. When he said the Raiders, John, I thought, didn't Apollo Creed play for the Raiders?
Yes, he did.
So Apollo, Wechter said this to me about an hour ago. It's true. Apollo's outfit, Rocky 1 and Rocky 4, Carl Weathers. Yeah. That was an outfit. When he comes
Carl
out.
Carl came to camp. Carl used to come to training camp along with John Madden would also pull up in his van, bus, whatever.
Ross, look at the name dropping here from Richie right now. This is
amazing.
His story.
We're in Napa, California, so it's always like 110 degrees. The sun was so bright there. The brightest sun I've ever seen. Yes. No humidity, so that's helpful. But that was, John Madden would roll up every year, and Carl Weathers would roll up every year.
Pretty cool,
like
man.
Clockwork. Yep.
By the way, speaking of cool, Ross, I heard a rumor. You and the Eagles, you still doing the preseason game for years to come. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, yes. I just posted that on X right before the show started.
That's where I heard the rumor.
Very, very excited. No, it's...
You're going X, huh?
It's I don't know. Am I supposed to call it Twitter or X? I don't know.
Ross, you're going to have the gig for a while. I mean, so I remember Vermeil used to do the games. Jaws used to do the games. Mayock, I think, might have done the games.
Mayock definitely did.
Casterly might have done them one year.
What I remember is Baldy... Mayock.
Oh, Baldy, yeah, that's another one.
And then it's funny because I was in the Eagles team hotel when they played the Saints in the divisional round, the 2018 playoffs.
Yep, I remember it.
And Mike Mayock got the Raiders GM job like a day or two before. And I was on the elliptical, and up next to me on the elliptical comes in, and it was Howie Roseman. Uh-huh. And I was like, hey, Howie, what do you think about me doing the preseason games? That'd be like a dream gig for me. And he's like, that's not my department. But, you know, if they asked me about it, I'd say, sure, you know. So then I talked to the Eagles. And so I've been doing it since 2019. And I'm the only preseason TV analyst that's ever led the Eagles to two Super Bowl berths in 3 years.
Look at you.
The Eagles have never won a Super Bowl by double digits other than when I've been the preseason TV analyst. So
this guy, man.
It's pretty clear. I mean, you guys, we're talking about Bond and Milton Williams. I would say, obviously, if we're just going by the order in which they did it, okay, it seems like I was the marquee free agent.
Here's what
they
I got.
Wanted to sign.
Here's what I got. Twitter poll question of the day. Credit to Ross Tucker or Howie Roseman. All right, I want to play some Howie related audio. This is and Ross, I'm glad for you for years. It's good stuff.
Thanks, man.
Let's listen to Mel Kiper. He said something yesterday. I loved it. You know, you normally think of Mel just purely on the draft, but you know, he also knows when these kids go to the pros, then he looks at them and evaluates how good GMs do and the whole deal. Mel said something yesterday about Howie that I thought was big and accurate. Let's listen to Mel Kiper yesterday talking about Howie Roseman.
The Eagles are an interesting team, Phil, because whatever they touch turns to gold. I think Jimmy Johnson said it right. You could have given an MVP in that Super Bowl to Howie Roseman. And I know Michael Strahan said it's got to be a player. Well, those players wouldn't have been there, Michael, without Howie Roseman making all these moves. Both
That's
in free
right.
agency, in terms of trading up to get Jalen Carter, Devontae Smith, Cooper DeJean in the second round. Howie Roseman was going to go downfield. I'll make this statement. It's not bold at all. Okay. He's one of the best GMs in NFL history by far.
I agree.
He's a Hall of Famer, guaranteed Hall of Fame guy. Put him in the Hall of Fame now. Howie Roseman has been, I don't even say arguably, he's right now as good as any GM in the history of this game.
Now, I don't know if the last sentence is accurate. Wow. I just don't know. I mean, someone with the Packers, I don't know if it was Lombardi or GM.
1960 GM.
Brought in like 11 Hall of Famers. You know, so, you know, obviously the Steelers guy in the 70s. I don't know if that's Chuck Knoll or a GM. I don't know. Someone drafted in one draft with the Steelers, four Hall of Famers in one draft. Okay, and obviously they won four titles. I don't know if Howie's the greatest ever. I know this. He's up there. I'll tell you what, for our apology
Howie just
shows
got Howie just got James. Three Hall of Famers in the last draft with Quinn Young Cooper and Jalen Hunt.
Well, James, I'm going to be on the griddle, and am to an extent already with the Hurts thing, but we're going to pick a day to, you know, do a fire away at me on the Hurts show thing. Uh-huh. But, I mean, then there's John with Howie. Then there's John.
That's old school.
Then there's John with Nick. Mm. I mean, I'm just saying, like, there's a lot to go around. Ross, what were you most wrong about? What were you related to this season? Like, I was also wrong about Saquon. I thought he'd be good. I didn't think he'd be this good, and I did question whether he'd be worth that financial commitment because obviously it was an unusual financial commitment. What would you say, Ross, you assessed wrong that led to greatness with this squad?
You know, maybe this is just the way my mind works, Joe, but before you said that led to greatness, my initial reaction was that I was most wrong on Bryce Huff. I actually thought Bryce Huff would come in. I thought they were getting an ascending player who had done very, very well in a limited sample size. I thought he would come in here and have a great year. So it's wild to me that the first thing that jumped to mind
was a negative. Yeah.
Was a negative.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the offensive line, I guess I was surprised and wrong. I did not think Becton would play that well at guard.
Right.
So that's a decent size one for me.
They probably didn't either, for what it's worth. I mean, that was so outrageous.
I mean, nobody knew about Bond. Yeah. Can you even say you were wrong about Bond?
No,
I mean, nobody knew that. I will say I had no idea. Well, we had no idea about Bond. We also had no idea that Quinion and Cooper would be that good.
Right.
That early. I remember the first production meeting, going back to the preseason games, right? First production meeting, I meet Quinion Mitchell for the first time. If you remember, he was playing nickelback. He was playing...
Ross's connection just zapped.
Whoa.
Zappity zap. All right. We'll get Ross back in the meantime. But I do remember, because they had like 37 corners and they had to figure out how to configure them. And if you remember, it was a puzzle.
I didn't remember Quinion started as the nickel.
Well, because they didn't have Cooper DeJean to start the year.
I know Cooper wasn't
there. So it was a whole puzzle.
Who was outside?
Well, they had Ringo out there for a bit.
Isaiah Rodgers.
Isaiah Rodgers.
But here's the thing. And by the way, both those guys did fine. But I remember asking Quinion Mitchell, I said, so how long have you been playing nickel? He's like, 2 days. He had never played nickel before, and he was playing well. And then Sirianni came in, and I said, how's it going for him at nickel? And he's like, really good. He's just a really good player. I mean, it was like 5 days into camp, and they already knew that Quinion was a special, special player. And think about this, guys. He went the 24th pick. The guy could have been defensive rookie of the year. He's going to be like a perennial Pro Bowler. Since when do you get a top flight corner fall to you with the 24th pick in the draft?
Yeah, look, sometimes guys, Eric Allen, second round, obviously Richard Sherman was, I don't know, third, fourth, fifth round, whatever the heck he was. But I hear you, Ross. It's a premium spot, and evaluators got it wrong. And if they redraft that draft today, I mean, I don't know all the rookies. I don't follow all that like that, but I would imagine Quinion's at least a top five pick. I mean, you get a guy that is a potential 10-year dominant player at that position.
It's actually
top
really
10.
Great.
There's
rookie
a bunch of good
class.
Quarterbacks.
It's like a great rookie class this past year.
Was it?
Yeah, really good first round.
He'd be up there somewhere. All right, let's go back to the phones. Ross Tucker with us. Let's talk to Darren in South Philadelphia. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Joe.
What up, buddy?
I mean, I swear sometimes the hammer it listens or doesn't listen to callers, because you said you hadn't thought of Taiwan Walker until you brought him up today. Dude, did you forget our conversation from yesterday?
No, you
specifically pointed out Taiwan Walker.
Like, you did.
I swear, Joe, the level of disrespect.
Darren, you missed. Here's where I'm going to tell you you're wrong.
You weren't listening to him.
You missed. Well, I don't listen to you when you talk, Darren. But you missed the context. I was saying until about a day or two ago, I hadn't thought of Taiwan Walker. So maybe it was your call.
Yesterday.
I think I saw something on social media a day or two ago. That was my point. I honest to God, I forgot he was.
Was
a Phil.
Was it that he's in the best shape of his life? Because that's what I saw. I swear to God, that's what I saw.
Whenever
that's
an athlete
best
says
shape
that,
of his life.
They're done.
You know what he's going to be? He is going to be. He really might be what the Eagles just had with James Bradberry. We hold him, just to hold him.
I don't know.
So you mean,
I don't know either. I'm just saying, like, who's going to take him? Look, you're gonna have to trade him in a bag of baseballs and try to get back a 37th round pick.
No. If you trade him, you're probably attaching a prospect, so someone will take the contract.
My point is you're eating the contract. I was joking. The bottom line is the only way to trade him is to eat the contract.
No, but I think it's worse than that. The point is one or the other.
All right, go ahead, Darren.
I'd rather eat the contract. But since I have Ross on the phone, it's rare I get to talk to him. I have a question. Why aren't the Eagles thinking about signing Eric Bieniemy as the new OC? Is he, like, not an option, done coaching? Like, I haven't heard anything about him.
And he's the running backs coach, I think, for, like, the Bears or something like that.
Running back coach for the Bears. I did a UCLA game last year. He was their OC. He basically got fired after 1 year as the UCLA OC. If you remember, when he was a hot commodity with the Chiefs, he was never actually calling the plays. It was always Andy. And then 2023, he was the Commanders OC, did not go particularly well, went to college. He's just not thought of for that role. I do think who the Eagles hire as OC is incredibly interesting, but first of all, Bieniemy's now under contract with another team, but I don't think he was on the Eagles' radar even a little bit, because they want to hire an OC, I would imagine, that calls the plays and will hopefully do a really good job of it. Which, by the way, just as a side, I thought Kellen Moore did a good job. I was not blown away by Kellen. I don't know how you guys feel, Joe or John. I mean, there was a lot of games
I thought
where
he did great.
The passing game was not clicking on all cylinders. Go back and watch the Packers and Rams playoff games. I thought Steichen, I was much more impressed by Steichen in 22 than I was by Kellen this year. I thought Kellen did a solid job, but what did he do that was so great? I mean, give the ball to Saquon and eventually he breaks one for 70 yards. I mean, it wasn't like I wasn't watching his scheme a lot and being blown. I thought he did a nice job, but I'm not as worried about it as I was when they lost Steichen. Let's put it that way.
I'm not devastated he's gone.
Okay.
I would agree.
All right, Darren, I need an answer from you. A great outfit in a movie or a show?
All right, I think I have the winner here. I mean, a big part of my childhood, first time I've ever seen it. How about Princess Leia in that bikini laying on Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Good answer is what it is.
Really good.
That's not bad. Princess,
the hair, the whole thing.
I feel a little creepy voting for that one, but that's a good answer.
No, it's a very memorable outfit.
Totally.
Jabba the Hutt weirds me out still.
Yeah, he's a big blob.
Ugh.
Yeah, he's disgusting. And he's a pig.
All the Hutts are
he's not
disgusting.
A pig.
How did they do that in the 80s? How did they make like a Jabba the Hutt like that in the 80s?
Latex. Uh-huh. Lots of latex.
Great to be with you on this cold morning. Cheddar Cameron and John Ritchie. We got Seltzer. We got Rhea. We got Ross Tucker. Got Bill Joel.
Oh, no, Elton John. John.
Why do I do that?
Wow.
Bad job.
Bill.
What bad, is that?
Horrible. Job. Horrible. Not as bad, though. All right, Ross, you'll appreciate
Bill.
This. Not as bad as, because I was there for this.
Did you call him Bill Joel?
Bill Joel. Well,
no, I like that. I call him William. I usually Bill call him Joel. William Joel.
All right, this
I
is,
go William.
This is, all right, so.
Bill Joel is pretty ridiculous, though, man.
I know.
That's well, an that one. Awesome one.
It's like Mike
that
Fox.
That might be the best one of all
well,
time.
Well, Mike Fox, another one.
But I think Bill Joel is as strange as you can get with this
Because you
game.
Could go Bill Joel.
No,
you could be. No, yeah, I'm just. But I mean, technically,
can you please stop?
You ruined it.
All right, here's the worst of the Ross. This far. Is Ross. This is bad. And I hope Jody Mac's not listening.
Oh no.
All right. And probably 50 people are about to text them. Okay, I am there one time when Jody Mac is interviewing Elton Brand. Does a reset, you know, like Nick Sirianni with us here on WIP. You do a reset. Make sure the audience. Just in case you don't know who the voice is. He's looking at Elton Brand. Elton John with us here. Like, how do you do that? How's that happen?
It's the only two Eltons I know.
He's exactly. looking at him. How do you do that?
No,
he's in
that's
studio.
That's not the first time that's happened, Elton Brand.
That's pretty bad, but, man.
And they look like
Elton
twins.
Brand, Elton
I mean,
John?
They're basically the same guy when
Holy
you look at
Holy God. All right, so a couple things here. Ross Tucker with us for a few
One
more minutes.
One time you said this, right?
What did I say?
Oh, yeah, when he was trying to be inclusive.
John, you're talking Elton Brand, and you're
he
like,
was
Elton John.
To pretend John. Elton John.
But then it
you
sounded
were
like you said Elton John.
Pretty relaxed.
Seltzer, how do you get that quickly?
I know where stuff is, and I search quickly.
Ross, the
you're
answer
like a
is,
ninja, dude.
He's a dork.
Thank you. Right. Yeah, I am not a ninja. All Let's right. go with ninja.
Zach Bond, not a dork. Really good football player, and hopefully someone the Eagles keep. Here's something to know about the whole free agency thing. The franchise tag is almost definitely not going to apply to Zach Bond. Let me tell you why. So Zach Berman, with good, and he, of course, does a great job covering the Eagles. Really good reporting yesterday. So the franchise tag window had opened and is open for, you know, a few days here, whatever it is. And Zach Berman tweeted this yesterday. He says, an important note, the CBA does not distinguish between off-ball linebackers and edge rushers. The tag value for linebackers is based on the top five salaries for linebackers, and that includes edge rushers who are considered outside linebackers. That means LB, linebacker, is actually the second highest tag value behind quarterback and would make it unlikely the Eagles would tag Zach Bond. I mean, John, he's competing with, like, right. when Von Miller gets $100 million. Yeah. Like, you know, so
yeah, you're blending the off-ball guys who get
Pretty unfortunate.
Max $10 million a year with the guys who are going for $40 million
That's
a year.
Ridiculous.
Micah Parsons wants $40 million a year.
Right.
So it is disparate.
All right, 215-592-9494. We got Ross for a few more minutes. Let's get to Marcus right now. Marcus, you're on WIP.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up there, Marcus?
What's going on, dude?
Hey, Joe, you mentioned that the Flyers are boring. There's a really good reason for that.
Yeah, they stink.
They're also not playing right now.
Yeah, but they're
unless individual players are in the Four Nations tournament.
Yeah, but I think you're missing the point. Even when they play, they're boring.
No, I get the point. It's funny. what I really wanted to do was provide a public service announcement. I'm not sure if any of you have been watching the Four Nations tournament.
Yep.
But it's been great.
I've heard that. Yeah. I've heard it's been really entertaining.
It was a bloodbath the first time around with the U.S. and Canada.
They fought as soon as it was like 9 seconds in.
Listen, the NHL should bring back fighting.
100%.
This isn't that complicated. It did get complicated because what was it? The one guy that got pulled down from behind and the guy's neck was practically broken.
All I'm thinking about is that we can't get NBA players to play in regular season games that matters, and hockey players in an exhibition game are like dying to play and beat the crap out of each other.
Management in
load
in hockey.
Load management.
Yeah. Those guys fly around 82 games, and in the NBA, you can't get the guys to play 60.
Yeah, it's a disgrace.
It's an exhibition.
And Ross, how about how all of America is trying to figure out how to reconfigure the All-Star game when the basic thing is just play the 24 best players and have them try?
And how about this?
Try.
It's basketball.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I understand.
Right.
In football, in the Pro Bowl,
totally.
You don't want to go kill somebody. I get you don't want to take the risk of an injury.
Mm-hmm.
You know what NFL guys would all do? Play basketball.
Totally agree.
They would gladly play basketball.
It's a joke.
For a game.
They're
dying to play basketball.
Yes.
We get yelled at for playing basketball all the time because that's all everyone wants to do. If there's a ball, everyone wants to shoot it. It's fun.
It's really not that. That part not complicated. Marcus, one more thing back to you, my man, because I want to get back to one more Flyers thing. They're boring in part because they're bad. They're also boring because, and I've said this, and I've said it to Keith Jones, and I'm going to say it to him the next time he's in here in studio, which hopefully is in a month or two. They've got to get a personality that connects with the city of Philadelphia. They 100%. Have to.
And not gritty. I'm
correct.
Sorry, I'm not a gritty.
Marcus, you know why we like having Brandon Graham in studio? You know why we loved having Jason Kelce on the show when he was an Eagle and still when he's not an Eagle? Because it's fun. There's a lot of stuff that comes at you, a lot of personality, and we could talk to him about things including beyond just the sport he plays. And so, like, I'm telling you, priority one for the Flyers is to get good, but priority 1B, in my opinion, is to have people that, yes.
Hold on a second. Can't that be Jonesy? Can't that be Jonesy?
No, it has to be a player.
It's got to be a player.
You just can't do that for too long.
And the problem is their most exciting player that we're all looking
for. It's foreign.
It's Mishkov.
Of course.
He speaks Russian.
They've got to get an American or a Canadian that can freaking talk. And correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yep.
Why can't it be Mishkov?
Well, it can.
Ovechkin's awesome. I love the Ovechkin dude.
But
doesn't speak very good English.
A lot of these guys.
And
also,
it took Ovechkin like 15 years to be like a loved personality. Yeah. He was just a great player for us.
I know we never talked, but how about the fact that that guy's going to break Gretzky's record?
I know.
And yet he's been like a fighter. Like, I mean,
he's good, man.
It's unbelievable. He like hits people.
He's had a remarkable career. All right, Marcus, give me an answer. Great outfit in a movie or a show.
Real quick, the U.S.-Canada is Thursday night. I know we're in between seasons. It's going to shake the earth.
I got you, my man. Give me an outfit.
All right. I'm going to go with Braveheart, the kilt, and the woad.
Yeah, Braveheart. Yeah, I mean, it's decent. I mean, it's, I guess the time, it's the piece. What is that, 1300s?
Yeah, I believe, right?
Yeah,
somewhere
maybe.
Generally 12, 13, somewhere in that general range.
Something like that. All right, let's get to Lou right now in Maple Shade. Good morning, Lou.
Good morning. Let me get somewhere where I can be here. 1 second.
Always an entertaining start to the call. It's the hang on
Sorry,
a second.
I've been waiting over an hour.
No problem,
buddy.
I had to
drop the call, and I had to get back to you, Mr. The Camera.
You got it, buddy.
We gave you a Mr.
Do not
camera.
Call him Mr.
Either that or
the Hammer.
The two proper ways to address that.
Joey D. Business. Joey D.
Yes.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to say hello, and good morning and greetings to the morning crew and
Thank
the
you.
Eagles Nation.
Lou, are you reading off a piece of paper?
Yeah, man, I wrote this down.
I know you did. I know you did. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Because I'm never going to remember everything, and I revised it like 10 times.
All right.
So I'm trying to shorten it up for you. So my name is Lil Luigi. You can call me from Maple Shade.
You had to write that down.
Shady people. So here we go.
Yep.
My parents are first generation in Philly. Ever since I can remember, I've been an Eagle fan and bleed green. The passion we all have for this team and city is second to none. What Jeff Lurie has done for our Eagles and our brotherhood is incredible. His insight has begun in error, and now his dream has come true. This organization from top to bottom has instilled a belief in all of us Eagles fans. I wish my father and brothers could be here to feel us now.
Yeah.
Let's take the blessing to another level. I would like to start with sharing one of my many stories, and I'll call often now because I've listened to you guys for a long, long time.
Thank you, Lou.
My journey starts with Super Bowl 59. My sister and I and her two children went to the parade on Friday, Valentine's Day. We got the Broad and Patterson nice and early.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A couple blocks so we can see the parade coming. We have frontline standing. As we introduced ourselves to the woman to the left with her two grandchildren, we started chanting with everyone and cracking jokes. When I asked the boys what their interests were, the young one said, I want to be a sports commentator.
That's very nice. Right, now, Lou, I want to jump in for 1 second here. I'm going to cut you off and just say, hold on. I'm going to say this. So I've loved everything you've said. I also know War and Peace is tremendous.
This is only chapter one, Joe.
We wouldn't want to hear War and Peace read on the air. So just tell me, in this journey, are we more closer to the beginning, the middle, or the end? I'm asking for a friend.
We're coming to the end.
Okay. All right. All good. Go ahead.
All right. So the second one, the older one's about 15. He says he wants to be a bomber like his grandfather. I praised them both for their dreams, and I said that they are the future of this country. As I told them my plan to get my Eagles football signed, the big brother said, "That's cool." And he said to his grandma, "Is it okay if I get my sneaker signed?" She said, "Yes, and if you do, I'll buy you both a new pair." Well, it turns out they both did. I couldn't believe it. It was one of the backup receivers. You'll have to.
All right, listen, Lou, it's very nice.
You're going to have to reach out to Diddy because it was his wife, Denise, that I was standing next to for all those hours, and it was an amazing day. So I salute WIP and all its members. We love you. Thank you from the bottom of our green hearts.
Thank you, Lou. Very kind.
And Lou, I
have this to say in response to you.
From the city of brotherly love, E-A-G-L-E-S.
That's how they did Super Bowl Sunday. All right, Lou, you got a shot to win the Dave Matthews tickets. Give me an answer. A great outfit.
Beetlejuice.
All right, boy.
Oh, that's a good win. That's a great answer.
That actually could win.
Yeah.
So you know what was stunning to me?
Luigi was fun.
No, he's fun. You know what was stunning to me? How quickly he answered the one question and how not quickly the rest of the call was.
He had it written out. You know, give him a break.
No, he was nervous.
It was beautiful. It was a poignant little story.
I was trying.
You know?
Here's what I was trying not to be.
You were being very patient.
I was trying.
I was impressed with it.
It was patient for a minute. Listen. And then in the end, he got less patient.
Well, you never know how long it goes.
Hold on, let me interrupt. Are we at the beginning, middle, end?
I got an audience to think about.
Let the guy finish.
I mean, I'm not trying to be.
How rude.
But I'm also trying to, you know, keep some tempo here. I mean, you know, as has been said before.
Don't go there with me.
If it's going to go on forever.
You handled that very well.
I wouldn't give you so much credit. I do not think. I think you handled it mediocre.
You know what?
Handled
it well.
He did a medium job.
Even Mark Zumoff knows I handled it
Marginal
well.
Marginal work.
Yes! Oh, yes! That was actually what I was thinking when he came to the end.
Shut
He came to the end. I'm like, all right, thank God. Let's get to Ross. Ross, let's close it out with this, my man. I asked this to, I think, Jaws yesterday. I want to frame it to you as well. You know more people on a national level football related than we do. I mean, you're part of the local fraternity of broadcasters, but also nationally, the whole deal. Are you hearing from your people that the Eagles are a modern day, really high up there? I don't know. I'm not going to say all-timer. Not the 85 Bears, but like they're pretty high up there, right, Ross?
That's so interesting because it seems like the focus is on how good that they're going to be in future years and how good they are as opposed to comparing them to some of the all-time greats. I got to be honest with you,
they deserve consideration.
I think you're right. We haven't done that a whole lot. They lost zero games after the bye with their starting quarterback. So since week five, they lost zero games when their quarterback was out there. They won the NFC Championship game, and I don't care what the final score said in the Super Bowl. That was 40-6. So they won the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl each by 30 points. I would love to go through how many teams have ever won the conference championship and the Super Bowl by 30 points. I don't think that's getting any discussion.
Look, I
nobody, any city has said to me, is this an all-time team? They're like, well, how is their roster so good? How's how we do it? Are they going to be winning again next year? No one's actually talking about where this team might stack up.
I think they should. And I'll say this, Ross. They had three losses this year. There's only one that they lost decisively. Two of the three losses they lost because the receiver dropped the ball. If Saquon catches it week two, if Devontae catches it week whatever that was, 15 or 16, they would have lost one game.
And they would have had Lane, Devontae, or AJ for the game they lost, too.
I mean, and how about this? And think about top of your head. Can you name another team? You referenced the Cowboys of the 90s earlier in the show. Joe, can you name another team that had the best offensive line, the best running back, arguably the best receiver duo, a top five tight end,
no,
a Super Bowl MVP quarterback, mm-mm, and the best defense in the same year?
No.
I'm actually, now that I might have to write an article about this. They actually need to be talked about at a minimum as like a top 10 team we've seen.
Well, and also frame it that way. Yeah, absolutely.
And also
what about the possibility, like we are talking about next year. Joe doesn't want to talk about legacies and that sort of thing.
No, I mean, I'm into that. That's
fine. But it really is like this team, the likelihood that this is sustainable is so much greater for this team than any team I can remember. Like,
I've also never seen a team this talented having this many core like we're talking about some good players.
Locked up.
Milton Williams doesn't start. You know what I mean? Like Josh Sweat's a good player, but
Milton Williams does start because he plays a lot more than Jordan Davis.
My point is would you say how many of the guys that are free agents would you say are top 10 players on the team?
Well, I'd say Milton Williams and I would say the linebacker.
Milton
Vaughn.
Williams is not a top 10 player.
He's not a top 10 player. Vaughn
no
is.
Chance.
No he chance
might,
he is.
He's not even top 15.
Well, look.
I mean, we could list them. I mean, it's pretty easy. Like, there are like six players on offense who are better than him.
Vaughn is the only guy I would
Quinion's
say
better.
Is a top 10 guy in terms of value.
Here's why I consider Milton. And obviously, if Milton's top 10, he's like 8, 9, or 10. And he might be, he might be right. He might be 13, whatever. But I'll say this. I have thought for a while he may be dramatically underrated. And what I'd point to, Ross, is what they did in the Super Bowl was four guys up front. And if only one of them is top 10, Jalen Carter, then something might be out of whack. I mean, it is possible that Milton Williams is just a lot better than we've realized.
He only played 45% of the snaps in the Super Bowl, for what it's worth.
Yeah, right, but they also shut it down in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but in general, he's around that number.
Are we sure he's that much better than what Ajumma's going to do next year?
Well, Ajumma,
and every year, every year we said, this could be the breakout year for Milton. This could be the breakout. He's a nice player, and maybe he'll go to the Arizona Cardinals or somewhere and have like a great season. But he's not a top 10 player on the team. I mean, he never really had as dominant as we thought he could be.
That's fair.
And by the way, in the Super Bowl, he was one-on-one all the time because Jalen Carter is a bad you-know-what.
Yeah. Ross, good work, man. So, look, my objective is to keep this whole thing rolling. I mean, free agency, the whole deal. I want to keep you every week we can. Obviously, we got to have some conversations off the air. Just know, as we sort of wrap the season, I and we say thank you for you and your tremendous 6 months with us, man, and I hope we're still talking next week. But all seriousness, man, incredible 6 months from you.
Well, it's my pleasure. You guys know I love being on with you, just like you, Joe. I grew up listening to this station every day, and it's never not cool to come on and be on with you guys in my hometown. It's awesome.
Thanks, bud. Ross, stay well, man. We'll talk soon. I'll call you off the air.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Ross.
James, this has been very awkward every day this week. I keep saying goodbye to people.
I know, but you're not saying goodbye.
But I want to talk to you next week.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. You know? Weird dynamic going on here.
Keep it rolling. I mean, that's...
Look, dude, I would spend the next year just talking about winning the Super Bowl if I could. push all the seasons back. Let's just get a year of celebration and then the Phillies can play. Like, that's honestly where I'm at. So, I feel you.
Well, the Sixers and Flyers being so horrendous.
Did you notice I didn't even mention them?
No,
I said push the Phillies back.
spend a year celebrating, and then the Phillies start. That's where I'm at.
They really, those two franchises got to get their act together. And I know the Flyers have a purpose with what they're trying to do, but at some point you got to win. You can't just rebuild forever. I know, you know, Jonesy and Briere Coach Guy, Tortorella. You know, they're all in the last 2 years or so, but they also stunk for like 6 years before that.
Well, that's
so,
their problem.
I know. That's a Comcast freaking issue.
No, I know. It's like they have to understand that it's not just their 2 years.
Right.
That's the point,
yes.
Is that it was before too, and
yes.
The fans are waiting.
That correct. Well said, James. Better said than me, and that's rare by you. Let's go.
Wow. You are on fire today.
I'm in a good mood. Let's go to Joe and Monco. Joseph.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning.
I will say this. I am so nervous right now. First time caller. Long
Don't
time
be.
Take your time. It's all good.
John,
welcome.
I actually met you in high school when you were in the John Ritchie band. It's funny. It's interesting.
Was that the Juicy Lucy's or something?
The Love Juicy's.
That was it. I knew it was close.
We were the Love Juicy's. We were not good. I can't believe that you saw that.
Yeah, my buddy in high school, his dad used to, I don't know, was part of it or something like that, and we followed you around. It was pretty neat. So
wow. Well, thank you.
Yeah, long-time listener. We follow you. We listen on the way to the car to my daughter's school, so I'm so excited to be on. And, I mean, I'm still Super Bowl drunk. This is just like, I got season tickets for the first time this year, so it was like, everything just fell apart perfectly to see this. My daughter got to go to a playoff game, the snow game.
That's great.
I mean, it was just
cool.
It just was everything. And I'm a little nervous about next year just because of like the free agency and stuff that comes back after the Super Bowl and the wins that we've had. And, you know, I hope we continue this and it does turn into a legacy. Two questions I do have though is Beck, I don't hear it being talked about as much as the defense, but that offensive line was so great. Like to lose Becton and, you know, try and fill that piece. Is that a huge miss? Is there any chance to sign two players or is there?
I think it's possible.
Like?
It's possible that you bring Mekhi Becton back. It's not out of the question. He was outstanding as a guard, and you know, guards, while they do get paid more than what they once did in the NFL, you know. Geez, they were really underpaid for a long time, but now with some of the incredible play you got going on, they're approaching tackle pay.
Yeah.
But I think Mekhi Becton could be a $10 million a year guy where you get him under for, you know, 2 years, $20 million. It feels like Zach Bond could also be in that same ballpark. And wouldn't that be wonderful?
Well, it would
if you
be.
Bring two of these guys back.
But Joe, here's what I think you were getting at. If I heard you right. Could you lose Becton, put in someone else, an undefined person, Steen or someone else, and even if you take a step back at guard, still possibly be the best line in football because of the other four? I think the answer is yes. Give me a line.
You're talking about a weak link.
But there's a difference. Is my guy average or does he stink? I don't know. I'm just
what
saying.
What we saw this year is Tyler Steen. There is a drop-off. There's a drop-off from Mekhi Becton to Tyler Steen. And I think it's, for the most part, in pass protection. When we struggled at times, you know, it was swapping off stunts inside. Tyler Steen needs to get better at that. The good news is that comes with experience. He's a young player.
Right.
He's got a great coach in Jeff Stoutland who will continue to work on all of these aspects and he will get drilled on this stuff. But yeah, he's not as good as what we got. We would take a step back if we had to move off of Mekhi Becton.
All right, Joe, give me a great answer, man. An outfit in a movie or a show. You can win the Dave Matthews tickets.
So I was thinking like this entire time I was on hold and I came up with two, but I'll give the one that just popped up first was that white dress Marilyn Monroe in the seven-year itch.
Already been said. Already been said. Yep.
Kill Bill.
Which, who?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Talking about the bride, I'm assuming.
Kill Bill was my second one.
That yellow jumpsuit, is that what you're talking about? Nice. I'm assuming he's talking about the yellow jumpsuit.
Fair enough. I would have gone with Superman. That's just me. Put a cape on, you know.
You're obsessed with Superman.
Well, he gets the job done.
He's obsessed with Superman and Batman.
It's just keep it simple.
Spider-Man's the best.
No, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man
of those three.
I mean, the Spider-Man movies are easily the best.
Thank you, James.
Consistently across. 100%. If you include the animated ones, which are the best of all the superhero movies.
Why are we?
Is that Peter Parker?
It's actually Miles Morales.
No, but isn't Peter Parker like, who Spider-Man started from?
Yes, just but the animated ones are Miles Morales.
I'd rather watch Parker Posey than Peter Parker.
I like Parker.
I do too.
Yeah.
Who was in Superman?
She's in Dazed and Confused. Yes. Watch Dazed and Confused, okay. All right?
She's great in Dazed and Confused. With the guy who's watched no superhero movies ever.
I know. I'm just... Sometimes I just get caught up in it and I can't help myself.
I stick with what I grew up on. All right. So the Phillies are sticking with Alec Boehm. Maybe it's a good decision. Maybe it's a bad decision.
Maybe it wasn't a decision. It was how it just played out.
Yeah, I mean,
get it off or they liked.
Yeah, it could be as simple as that. Let's listen to Rob Thompson. So Rob Thompson was recently on Ruben's podcast with Ruben, Todd Zielecki, and Jim Salisbury, and the Boehm thing came up. The off-season thing came up. This is about a week or two ago that Rob Thompson said this. Here's Rob Thompson on Boehm and the off-season.
Yeah, when all the rumors started, the trade rumors, I called Alec and I said, because this is really the first time he's gone through this, and I told him, look, we're not looking to move you. The only reason your name keeps coming up is because you're a really good player and other teams have interest. So if people are talking about trades, we have to listen and figure out what we need to do. But this guy's a really good player. He really is. And, he gets a little bit emotional at times and he's got to be able to rein that in at times so that he can stay focused. And because if he does that, I think this guy's got a chance to be a perennial all-star because he can really hit.
All right, so John, you and I were very, very torn on the Boehm thing right after the season. I wanted him back right away. You wanted him completely gone. You were all out on him.
Well, what we saw was unacceptable.
It was bad.
In my mind, the team lost their ability to count on him when we needed him most, and that's just not going to work.
Benching a guy game three says that they lost faith in him. That is true.
I can't believe the way Topper talked about that, too. That was pretty damning. I mean, saying that he lost, what was it, his emotional, his ability to control his emotions or however he said
which
that.
Which is what it looked like.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But this isn't a, man, he's a professional athlete. He's
adult.
An adult.
Yeah, I know.
Man needs to be in charge of his own emotions. Let's get this together. I am worried if that fell apart last season that it could fall apart again.
Look, it's obviously important for them. It's not just about the player and how you hit, and it's the other stuff that impacts all of that because you have to go up there with a clear mind and be focused.
Sure.
And I think Sirianni and the way Sirianni coached is an example of, because let's be real, I mean, controlling an NFL locker room's got to be a lot harder. It's 53 different guys. They come in all shapes and sizes. I mean, they really do.
That's for sure.
I mean, most people haven't been in an NFL locker room. John, you've been in a ton. I've been in there a smidgen, as a reporter, but media guy. Like, I mean, you look at the big old offensive linemen that are 350 pounds, and then you look at the defensive backs at 175 pounds. I mean, totally different world. So my point is that's harder in my opinion, and Sirianni did a masterful job, and Rob Thompson has to do a better job, and I like Rob Thompson a lot, but he's got to do a better job getting someone like Alec Boehm dialed in. And if he can't, then he's got to go to the general manager at the trade deadline and say I can't trust him for October. I mean, all right, one more thing.
But that's incredible that it came to that point.
It's not good.
For me, once you get to that point, there's no turning back.
Sometimes you can get it back.
Once you've let me down to that degree, how do I trust you again?
But the Eagles lost 6-7 last year down the stretch, let us down about as bad as you possibly could.
We lost faith in everybody.
Yeah, lost faith in everybody. They came back and won the Super Bowl.
Not like this.
Well, let's not forget how bad losing 6-7
was. It was a collapse of epic proportions.
It was. Yeah, John, it couldn't have been worse. I mean, they were down 24-0 to the Giants after losing to the Cardinals.
Here. We're talking about a guy who can't control his...
But people said that about Sirianni. He just won the Super Bowl.
I understand.
I mean, he was like,
he proved to us that he could control his emotions.
Well, that's my point.
Coming out of that bye, he's been a different
coach.
My point is I'm very willing to give Alec Boehm a chance. First off, we have no chances of fan base otherwise. No choice.
We have no choice.
He's back.
Right.
But
but the hope is that he can do what Nick Sirianni did, which was he transformed himself.
I'm glad
after
he's back.
That bond.
Yeah, that's my point. My point is I'm glad he's back, but I hope he transforms more. All right.
Yes.
One more thing from Rob Thompson, then back to the phones. Let's listen to Topper talking about, because to me, this is the most important thing. We can talk about a million aspects of the Phillies, okay? But to me, there's nothing more important, other than like playing better in October, than just not swinging at garbage. All right? That's how the Mets beat them. Don't swing at garbage. More from that podcast, Rob Thompson talking about that topic.
The better pitchers in the league, and if they're attacking your chase rates, if you will, it's harder. It's harder to hold up because it's better stuff. So, it'll be a focus for everybody. You know, make sure that you stay on the base. Don't try to do too much. Pass a baton. Trust the next guy. If they walk you, they walk you. Go to first base. The next guy's gonna pick us up. And if we do that, we're gonna put up big numbers.
John, I think one of the most fascinating things with the Phillies regular season will be when a player is doing that fishing, goffing, garbage stuff, swinging at nonsense, or Bryson Stott swinging at his eyeballs when a ball comes in up high near his head, not near his head, but over the plate and high. Is Rob Thompson going to sit the guy? Because that's like, you know, no, and I'm not saying that's not been his thing, but my point is just like, I do wonder to what extent he's going to be a drill sergeant. Because obviously what he attempted the last, I'll call it 2 years, didn't work. He went with a kinder, gentler thing than, I'm sitting your ass. I'm sitting you. And I just wonder if this year he'll be more Bobby Knight than Rob Thompson to get the point across so when October comes around, the guys are not doing that garbage again.
Well, I think odds are good when your job hangs in the balance. And I think it does for our manager.
Yeah, it probably does.
His roster is so loaded. Yeah, he needs to get better results. Let's see where this goes. I do think they're showing us they're willing to try new things. We're dabbling with new positions defensively, with Schwarber and with JT.
That's right.
It sounds to me like Topper is willing to step outside his comfort zone a little bit this spring training because he knows a lot hangs on this season's results.
It's a fascinating thing. The Phillies as a topic, the Eagles obviously, different vantage point. They just won it all, but also a fascinating topic. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to John right now in Doylestown. What's going on, John?
Oh, good morning, guys. I didn't think I'd get on so quick.
Good morning, sir.
What's up, John?
I'll be brief. I've listened to you guys forever. I didn't think you'd do as well with this slot as you did from 10 to 2, but the ratings are what they are, and I just think the crew from Devin and everybody on the show, James, and the young lady, God, I'm having a senior moment, who's also one who's been on forever. You guys are terrific. John, you are probably the most eloquent announcer who has football experience that I've ever listened to. I know Joe says
John.
It's only your opinion that matters. Joe needs a head check on that.
I just poke at him sometimes. You know,
I'll tell you what, Joe, I watched the White House show.
Oh, the West Wing
is the first time in years.
Isn't it great?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have as good a shot at becoming president as Andy Reid being 200 pounds next season. So I think
you should just take that. You never know with Ozempic, man. You never know.
Well, that's true. No, that's true. Last two comments, okay, because you guys are on the clock. Phillies, I wish that the batters in this generation would watch Chase Utley and Lenny Dykstra. And how many 1 and 2 counts those guys had ended up getting hits or walking.
They were fearless. They had a strategy, and they were fearless. See, here's part of the key, and I agree with you, John. Part of it is they were fearless when it was 0-0 getting into a 1-2 because they knew they could handle it. And that gave them an entirely different strategy from the beginning of the at-bat all the way through the end of the at-bat.
Well, of course, you're right. And, you know, I've been watching the Phillies since the demise in 64, the Eagles since 60. You know, God bless the Eagles and what a great season. The last thing is on the outfit. I don't think anybody's mentioned the Academy Award-winning creator of the outfit for The Predator, 1987, Arnold.
So a Predator outfit. Answer was said earlier. Which character are you? Okay. Which character are you saying? Which outfit?
Well, the actual Predator.
He's talking about the Predator outfit. Predator. Well, that's the thing. We don't know. That's
is that
great
the
answer.
Same as what was given?
I said the devil.
He said the devil from the Predator.
Yeah, no.
Is that the devil?
No, I don't
it's
know.
The Predator.
Who
it's,
is the devil?
The movie's named Predator.
All right, so we dinged the okay, guy that said the devil.
The guy before is a bad answer. This is a good answer.
All right, John, you've got the Predator. You got it.
I got the Predator. And again, thank you very much for what you guys contribute.
Thanks, buddy.
It's wonderful to listen to you guys.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. John. Hey, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. Questions both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, other than Bond, who almost all of us, maybe all of us agree, is the most important to bring back. Which player is next most important to bring back? Is it Becton Sweat or Milton Williams? Question two. Of Becton Sweat and Milton Williams, which one do you think is most likely to be brought back? Becton Sweat, Milton Williams, most likely to be back. We'll get to the results of those polls as we move forward in the program.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.